Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. So the All-Star Game, it is coming up very quick. Two-time champ Pete Alonso from the Home Run Derby says thanks, but no thanks to it. This was his fifth time he had been picked for it. Kyle Schwarber also said yesterday, nah, I'm good. Aaron Judge, nah. Shohei Ohtani, I'm good.
Like, are we suddenly back in this realm where it's the slam dunk contest in the NBA where nobody wants to do it and the superstars want to do it? Because that's frustrating.
I don't want Pete Alonso to be in it every single year. It kind of, it's run its course. I respect Pete Alonso's decision. I'm not a huge Pete Alonso guy. He irritates me. He's kind of a jerk sometimes, especially if you're a Braves fan. He's a Met.
Is he homely?
Well, hopefully his wife doesn't think that. I'm good. I am glad. This is all more reason why Ronald Acuña Jr., I think, should be the favorite going in, but we know how those things go. I think with the Home Run Derby, unlike the slam dunk contest, you kind of want to mix. And slam dunk contest a little bit. It'd be different if slam dunk contest had any stars in it. It doesn't. But at least you know there'll be a few. Like, Ronald Acuña Jr. was quick to say he wanted to do it, and he did it. I'm sure the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He'll be in it, right?
Yep.
I'm assuming.
He's in it.
So that's literally I think he leads the league right now in home runs, or he's close to it. I'm not sure if it would be fun to watch Shohei in it or not. I know it would be fun to watch Aaron Judge. Yeah. So I'm okay with those guys not being in it, because I think we're still going to have stars in the league or up and coming stars.
Yeah, I keep going back in my brain to, what year was it, 99 at Turner Field, when Sammy Sosa was hitting balls over the batter's eye and, you know, probably a corked bat at the time. I was a big Sammy Sosa fan back at the time. But, I mean, that's just, like, that's what I think of when I think of Home Run Derby and think of how special that was in Atlanta and think about, you know, the launching pad and everything else. So I do. Yeah, I want stars in it. I want the big boppers. Now, look, I'm excited about James Wood and Cal Raleigh. I'm sure that'll be a fun show. But, you know, Juan Soto is not an all-star. You know, there's these other guys that used to really look forward to that. I mean, I can remember, God, I'm drawing a blank, but who was the Robinson Cano? I used to like watching Robinson Cano in this event. So there's a number of guys that I wish were there, and I hope that most people start to participate that are obviously the big swingers. And we got three of them, but okay.
Yeah, only three, with the Home Run Derby being next week. Are we a little concerned about that, or is this pretty typical?
No, I think guys will fill in. Guys are there. Guys that, you know, they'll ask some guys that are average, you know, hitters, and then they'll fill in. I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, also, I think those, how many times you watch it and you see guys and you're like, I mean, I know his name, but I don't know much about him. Oh, man, he can really, you know, he can really hit it. I mean, that's
yeah, like, wow, man. That ball went 490. Like, yeah. Who is this guy?
You know which one really disappointed me? I think it was 2 years ago when it was Julio Rodriguez, and he was just bombing him, like, left and right, just knocking him out of the park. But then he got up against Juan Soto, and Juan Soto played the because they were in brackets, the way they competed.
Yep.
So Juan Soto wasn't hitting as many, but he was hitting just enough
yes.
to beat out his competitor
yes.
to get to the end. And he ended up winning it. It made me so mad because Julio hit so many more home runs than him.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I think of Juan Soto when I watch him play baseball. Like he literally, there's some guys you feel like are doing everything they can every time they're there. That's actually how I feel about Acuna. It took to a detriment at times for himself where he does everything. It's so hard. That's where you hear like the pressing, like he's trying to do too much. I feel like Juan Soto just does things when he wants to. Like, I feel like he's as gifted as anybody out there. But he's one of those guys that kind of, he does it when he wants to. And that's kind of how he treated the home run derby. I mean, not every time you're going to do it when you want to, right? But he seems to pick and choose very big moments to do it when he wants to.
I will say, too, that I think I'm definitely more upset that Schwarber's not involved in it than I am Pete Alonso. Schwarber, to me, is like, that to me is the kind of guy that should be in a home run derby.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like you look at him, and he's probably what, a career 260 hitter, 250, and he's got like, you know, he's going to hit 40 home runs, and that's just kind of what he does. And I hate the fact that like a big home run hitter like that is not going to be involved in it.
You might be giving Kyle Schwarber
a few, 20 extra points on his batting average. Is he more Adam Dunn?
I'm going to check real quick before we hit the life of Squibb because I do not believe that Kyle Schwarber is a
to see hit though.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I?
You gave old boy some love. He's a .231 career hitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't that far off. It's not like he's hitting. You know,
gave him
what was the guy's
points.
Name who you know would hit 50 home runs for the Rangers but would always hit 200 like you know 6-7
Gallo?
Years ago. Yeah, Joey Gallo.
Yeah.
Like I'm not Joey Gallo level of off. You know, I didn't.
Did you hear Joey Gallo? I said Joey Callo. My cousin Vinny reference wasted on my crew. Hopefully you got it in your car.
It's insane that you like file away these like even my
that.
Favorite movies. If they're outside of like my top three favorite movies, I don't just remember quotes.
If
from
you
them.
Go in, when we get off, I want you to stop at the first office on your way out, which will be Mike Conti's, and be like, ask him about the reference. I guarantee you he gets it.
Yeah.
Guarantee you Mike Conti got my cousin Vinny reference.
Is Grant like that?
Yes, he knows every quote from every movie. But hey, I got Sarah Plain and Tall today. That's a good one.
I was proud of you for that.
I still don't know what y'all are talking about with that one. What was that one?
It was like
John Voight was in it.
It was a movie, but I think it was based on a book or something.
We had to read it in school.
Yeah, Sarah Plain and Tall. And
Georgia kids here.
Yeah,
know.
Sorry yeah. about that, guys.
That's why
know.
We know Sarah Plain and Tall.
So that's what you essentially called your lovely wife, Lindsay. You called her homely. That's what Sarah Plain and Tall was. anyways. Baron Burton's W Sauce. I put it on my... You see that food I sent the group last night?
Yeah.
For the mini group?
Yep.
I did some... there were actually... The pork shoulder.
I didn't want to ask what
style.
They were.
It was pork
but
shoulder.
I couldn't tell.
So it was. I wanted country style ribs. I didn't have them yesterday.
Okay,
when I went
that makes
to
more
get,
sense.
Benadryl, which I'm going to explain why here in just a second. And they didn't have the pork the country style ribs. So they had the pork shoulder though.
Yeah.
Steak kind of cut in a country style rib format. So I just bought those and then a couple of sirloins. You knew what the sirloins were, hopefully.
Yeah, I knew, yeah. But I was like, are those country style ribs? But I couldn't tell, so
they
I didn't
were.
Comment.
I still got funny.
It was either that or I thought they were boneless chicken thighs. Yeah.
I have been some funny looking boneless
I know,
chicken
but
thighs.
I didn't know what it was.
Anyways, like chicken tenders maybe? Like some big old tenders. All right, anyways, I'm doing yard work yesterday, and in my backyard, it is just trees and pine straw. And Georgia's, they call it polk salad. It's like these long-stemmed leafy things that grow out of the ground. In the woods, and I wanted to go cut them down. Well, if you let them grow too long, they'll get a little thick with the stalk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took my machete out there. Machete. And I'm just whacking them down, right? And I get about seven in, and I walk by. There was two right on this pine tree. And I walk past, and as they fall, I walk past, and I feel, what was that? Something bit me. Like, you got that reference, a little Forrest Gump. But then I heard zoom, and then zoom. And now I realize that Squidbilly is under attack.
Uh-oh.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I have apparently stepped in and owned and disturbed an underground yellow jacket nest. And thus the worst of all the nests is an underground nest. And so now I turn into a little bit of a...
Did you start high-stepping out of there?
I threw my machete and was like, bleep and bleep, 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 and start waving my hands and running. And I run into my garage. And I think I've reached safety.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I'm still getting attacked.
Oh, dude.
I now throw my hat, which I can't find at this moment.
Doesn't matter. It's gone. And chalk it up to the game.
I think that I'm fine. I go into the bathroom right there in my basement. I enter my garage, my basement. I look out the window, and I'm looking at yellow jackets everywhere.
Goodness.
And then I get attacked again. So I knock one down. Run back out in the garage.
This one's on you. This attack's on you. At that point, I'm inside. I'm done.
Then I run back to the garage. I was in the basement. I was inside. I go back to my garage for some reason, and I'm like, this isn't safe. I go inside. And my pork chop is sleeping. I go up the stairs. I'm still getting bit, stung, whatever. And I'm like, you bleeping, bleep, blanker, bleep, bleep. I'm just screaming. Throwing stuff, like I throw my shirt off, like slapping, I kill another one, and I'm still getting attacked. I'm slinging my shirt around. Amy, like, stands from afar. It's like, what are you doing? I'm like, damn yellow jackets, I'm getting stung. She's like, what? And I'm not allergic to where my throat does it, but mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that it, you know, some people get stung and it just like a tiny little whelp and it goes away after a day.
I hope you're not going to say that it just hurts you worse than other people to get stung by
no,
a yellow jacket.
I get the red. I get the red circles, like a huge area around me will
like
turn
a welt.
Red.
Yeah.
And itches for days, which is, means you're having a little bit more. So I literally woke up itching last night. I have stirred up an underground yellow jacket's nest, and I kid you not, I was on the deck grilling a good distance away, and I could see them just. Like flying out of there.
They had their eyes on you.
I mean, they're coming. You just watch them like take off in different areas. Like they're on. It's like you dropped a bomb in their city, and now they got military jets flying around on 24/7 right now.
I'm just picturing Bo working the grill with a beekeeper outfit on.
Yeah. You know,
like one of those mesh visors going on right there, where he's like, "All right, I'm gonna go cook the ribs." And just steps out to him, and he's having a hard day. You okay though, man? Like that's you know.
I'm itching all over. I got about 8 to 9 stings.
Okay.
And woke up middle of the night last night for 20 minutes. I couldn't go back to sleep because I was itching so bad. One spot where there's like multiple. I got hit multiple areas.
Yeah.
In one like my calf to like ankle region, and so I'm strategically planning. how I'm going to destroy them without obviously getting stung again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I do have a solution for you, possible solution for you on bug bites, and it should work for hopefully yellow jacket bites too. Have you heard of Afterbite?
No, I just take Benadryl, but it puts me to sleep. What's Afterbite?
That works too. Afterbite is something you put on a bug bite, or I think a yellow jacket sting probably will work too, to help with the itching. So it basically kind of takes the, you know, venom, because, you know, when you're getting bit by a bug, technically it's venom, and that's what causes swelling and stuff. But it takes the venom, pulls the venom out of it, and it stops the itching. So try out Afterbite. You can find it at any of the local
stores.
Spoken
like a true vet tech.
Should help with the itching.
There you go. That's a very good recommendation.
Spoken like a true vet tech.
So now I'm strategically planning my assault, and it is coming. But they're not going to know when it hit. And what I do might not be necessarily legal, but I'm going to do it anyways. Unless someone else has a better solution. They're going to burn.
Good luck to you, Bo. Keep us posted. We got to roll. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. I know it's a Monday after a 3-day weekend, but you got this. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.